Good to see you all here, and I'm not in the classroom. I'd like to have a brief prayer before we begin. Gracious Father, we thank you that your Spirit is here, and that this day, which we keep holy because of you, is your gift to us. May we appreciate it more fully. In Jesus' name, amen. So, have you ever wondered why the seventh day? Why not the sixth day, where we could celebrate Sabbath with our Islamic friends? Or why not the first day, where we could celebrate Sabbath with the rest of the Christian world? Why the seventh day? So what answers have you heard to this question? I've heard that it's an arbitrary test of our obedience. There's no reason for it. There's no cause-effect relationship for it. It just is what it is, and we are to keep it holy. There's some good reasoning that you can plug in behind that, but it suggests that God is arbitrary and that he wants us to be keeping it in kind of mindless obedience without using our minds. The truth is, if the Sabbath were purely arbitrary, it could be changed. Anything arbitrary can be changed. And we understand that the Sabbath, as part of the Ten Commandments, can never be changed. And we need to understand why that is. And I think the Bible makes it very clear that God isn't arbitrary, or he wouldn't have put up with Moses for verse after verse after verse. In fact, almost two chapters, Moses tries to tell God every reason in under the heaven why he shouldn't go to Egypt. It's the longest dialogue between a human being and God in the whole Bible. And God reasons with him and reasons with him and reasons with him. And finally gives in to him. Another reason is that we don't, as it is given, is that we don't have to know why as long as we keep it. And that's very similar to what I've been talking about. But the truth is, the Bible in many places tells us that God wants us to understand him. Jeremiah 9:23 says it explicitly, that they're to understand and know me. In Matthew 13, Jesus infers that we can only become spiritually whole as we seek to understand. There's a third reason that I came across in Patriarchs and Prophets, page 48, that to me has triggered a Bible study that I actually started when I was a student here at Pacific Union College. I won't tell you how many years ago that is. But I began actually studying the Sabbath because I was haunted by this question, why the seventh day back then? So I came across this statement that suggests that the Sabbath is holy commemorative. What does that mean? When something commemorates something, it is a memorial of that something. We keep a memorial day, for example, in memory of those who have served in the armed forces to protect our freedom. Well, the Sabbath is a memorial day, you might say. And it encompasses some things outside of itself. It commemorates actions and activities of God outside of itself. So the first one that's quite obvious is creation. God created the world. Everything starts with creation. We wouldn't be here without creation. Nothing in the world would be here without creation. God being active in our creation is commemorated by Sabbath. And of course, if you go to Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, it says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished in all their multitude, and on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because he rested on it and from all the work that he had done in creation." Now, here at PUC, that's easy to to believe this. We're surrounded by nature. We're surrounded by creation. And I don't know how many of you'd like to go out into the back 40 on Sabbath afternoon. Anybody here? Yeah, there's a few of you. So it's easy here in this setting, really, to keep Sabbath in a more meaningful way because it's so tied to nature. But it isn't just tied to creation. What I discovered back here at PUC was, as I studied my Bible, is that it commemorates not just God creating the heavens and the earth and everything in them. It commemorates his resting or his ceasing from work. What that suggests is that when God created the heavens and the earth, he did it in days. And I'll admit, I'm conservative, okay? He did it in days in order to frame certain aspects of his character. Each of the 7 days represents something about God. And he framed that, and then he ceased and rested, and the whole universe who caught the message of the Sabbath. Because the work that he rests from is related to the word for message in the Hebrew. They caught the message, and they shouted for joy. It says in Job 38:7, all the stars sang, stars are angels, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. See, I believe God was expressing something about himself in creation, about the kind of person he is, and how he has revealed the truth in juxtaposition to Satan's opposition and lies about him. So I believe that God didn't arbitrarily keep the first Sabbath. He stopped, and the universe exploding in joy and celebration made him think, we ought to do this every 7 days. And so he had the Sabbath hallowed as a sign of his resting. And you can see this in Exodus 20:11. Because in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and set it apart. Because he rested. And then he turns around, having created us, and gives the Sabbath to us as a gift. It's sad that we as Adventists and maybe our spiritual forebearers, the Jews, have turned it into a taboo day. It's really God's gift to us, a gift of relationship. How many of you can do relationships without any spending any time together? I don't see any takers on that. You have to have time for relationships for them to work. I would guess, if we were really to do a study, that the divorce rate in our world is there because of lack of time together. We grow apart, we get too busy, and pretty soon we don't even know each other anymore, and we're in each other's way. And that's possibly one of the chief reasons why marriages break up. So God gave us this gift of time. And he, as a result, he gave us the gift of relationship. Because that's tied together intrinsically. And that relationship was supposed to be a relationship of love and trust. Not a relationship merely of, I do. I will obey you. I'm tempted to diverge, but I have a limit on time here. I have a story I could tell you. The second meaning of the Sabbath is in Deuteronomy 5. Moses reiterates the Ten Commandments. He replaces the memorial to creation with something that we haven't really ever talked about. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord commanded you to do the Sabbath day. Did Moses do away with creation? No, he added another meaning. You see, I think, looking at this verse, that it's very possible and very likely that the first Passover took place on Friday afternoon, and that the Israelites were sent away in haste on Sabbath morning. They got liberated. Wouldn't it be like God to do that? Jesus set a lot of people free by healing them on Sabbath. So why wouldn't God liberate his slaves, the Israelites, on Sabbath morning? So the Sabbath, in meaning, commemorates freedom from slavery, and it underscores the fact that God did not create us to be his slaves. The ancient Mesopotamians believed that he did. And they believed that they were slaves of the gods, and that they had to do all sorts of things on certain days to make sure that the gods were happy. And the Sabbath is not intended to be that way. Then there's Jesus, who kept the Sabbath holy by worship in the synagogue. But what we know most about his Sabbath keeping is that he healed people and got in trouble for doing so. But in this way, he showed that the meaning of the Sabbath was to worship and to make people whole. So whatever on the Sabbath day makes us more whole and enables us to worship God is what the Sabbath is about. There's a final one. After Jesus died on Friday afternoon, like the Passover lamb, he rested in the tomb over Sabbath. You have great Sabbath bookends with the statement in Genesis 2 that God finished all his work and ceased or rested on the Sabbath day. And you have Jesus cry from the cross just seconds before he breathes his last, "It is finished." And then he rests on Sabbath. That is the memorial of the Sabbath. It spans everything God has done to make us whole. Everything he's done to create us, to give us life. Everything he's done to set us free. And everything he's done to save us for eternity. The Sabbath therefore memorializes God the Creator, God the Liberator, and God the Savior. It does not memorialize God the Destroyer. Because I believe that it is sin that destroys, not God. What Jesus died to demonstrate was exactly that fact. So the Sabbath, as I see it, is really like God's flag. The insignia of his authority, the kind of authority he has. He's not a dictator. He's a liberator. He's not arbitrary. He has reasons and meaning behind everything he does. So to change the day when God never said we should change it is to take the flag of the Sabbath and shred it. It's no longer useful. The day has changed. And to transfer to another day is to change its meaning and to take God's authority into our own hands. And we tend to be very arbitrary and controlling in our authority. So I believe that God set aside the seventh day Sabbath for one very good reason. And this has to do with why the seventh day can't be changed. Sabbath is rooted in events that actually altered and changed history in some way. Creation, freedom from Egyptian slavery, Jesus' acts of healing, and Jesus' death on the cross. And just as real events can't be changed or erased from history, neither can the times in which they took place. Okay, we can arbitrarily change our mother's birthday, but in so doing, we kind of diminish her origin and identity. And we kind of rob her of something that is really specially hers. So by celebrating who God is on the seventh day, we meet him on the day he set aside to spend special time with us. And I think it's for this reason that Ezekiel 20:20 says that the Sabbath is God's day, that he gave it to us as a sign between us and him, so that we might know that he, Yahweh, is our God. Not just any God, but the God who truly, unstintingly, unfailingly, eternally loves us, no matter what we do. So ultimately, any other day to me represents a different kind of God than the one who created us in love, who set us free from slavery, and who died to make us whole again.